Hello, gents. It's RPM here. And as the modern woman has completely priced herself out of the market, I ask you, why pay to settle when you can pay for exactly what you want? With such models as Nava, Lashandra, and for those of you who want a little more junk in the trunk, Haley and her twin sister Bailey, you can find exactly what you want at the Dollhouse, DC Dollhouse, or the Dollhouse San Antonio. And remember, gents, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. However, your doll will never experience this. When you're ready, click those links in the description box. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. I'm going to be going out of town this weekend with, of course, the meat sack and the fam. Just a little small family vacation to get away from it all, to recharge our batteries. But before I leave, I was requested to give you guys a waifu video. And yes, with all of the current societal problems between men and women, for some men, not all, but some, the waifu, the synthetic companion, the companion doll, the diet woman, whatever you want to call the sex doll, that is going to be a good option for some men. Now, this whole DJ Envy situation is a perfect catalyst to start this conversation. Now, I'm going to read some of a blog that I had saved up, and it perfectly fits this situation. It's called Don't Cheat on Your Girlfriend / Wife. It's better to buy a doll. Now, if you have a girlfriend and you're cheating on your girlfriend, just go ahead and, you know, DTB or dump that bitch. Now, if you are married, like yours truly, it becomes a whole different conversation. So we're going to focus more in on the married guys because, you know, married guys live in such a hell. However, nowadays we know it's a self-imposed hell. Like DJ Envy. Now, back in 2013, he admitted to stepping out on his wife. The one question, whenever a man is caught cheating on his wife, the one question that is never asked is why? Why did you step out on your wife? Now, she said something in recent times that actually might have been a catalyst for him to step out. And what was that? She'd been faking orgasms for over 10 years. Now, if we do a little bit of math, then that means she was faking orgasms before he cheated on her. But let's not make that the focus of this video. However, we're going to start off with the benefits of a doll, of a waifu, of the diet woman. Number one, no one will ever accuse you of cheating. There is always the risk of someone taking your phone and finding out that you are cheating. This is the most common way people get caught. No matter how careful you are, people can potentially find out about your infidelity to your partner, and it's a situation you definitely don't want to find yourself in. With a doll, no one will ever think, or excuse me, they will never know about your kinks and fantasies because you'll have your toy instead of another person coming in and going from your place. Even if someone finds out that you're the owner of a full-sized doll, no one can tell you anything because it's not a living, breathing person, but a sex toy that's meant only to satisfy your sexual desires. Number two, the doll is very realistic. Buying a doll instead of cheating on your partner is the best idea because the dolls nowadays are very realistic. They are very lifelike and practical, and they feel very soft to the touch because of the modern materials that are being used to mimic skin. TPE silicone. TPE is, of course, less expensive. Silicone is more expensive, but it provides you, in my opinion, a slightly realer feel. But hey, do your research. Pick what's best for you. Number three, no stress and no emotions. Another benefit with a doll is that you can keep yourself from becoming emotionally attached to another person that's not your partner. The problem with many people today is that we can become so involved in our sex lives that we start to think that we have more than we do. We can begin to believe that we or the other person is starting to feel emotions, which is definitely a bad thing, especially if you're both aware that you're already taken. When you have a doll, you will never fall into this trap. You can let yourself think about sex with another person, but you'll always have your doll to turn back to. A la yours truly. Oh, yeah. Have you ever thought about how dolls relieve stress? There are many ways that dolls can help you. It will never tell you she's not in the mood or that she has a headache. You're free to do whatever you want and explore your sexual appetite with your doll. A la all sorts of, you know, dress up. And there's a new up and coming doll company called Game Lady Doll that make dolls exclusively modeled after game characters. That's going to be a serious untapped niche. The first thing that you should know is that they are a very effective stress relief method. Sexual excitement releases endorphins into the bloodstream. These hormones are the same hormones that you would release during sex. So they provide a similar sensation and can feel much like the real thing. When you're in a mood and your body responds positively, it is effortless to forget that you are in a stressful situation. Number four, dolls can provide intimacy. This word intimacy turns people's imagination on. It is a pleasurable desire for most people, and they prefer to do it with a doll rather than to cheat on their partner. For some women, it may take a sexual partner to satisfy them. Dolls offer you that opportunity because they allow you to experience being intimate on a completely different level than using a small sex toy. Giving you a sexual release from that intimacy makes it easier to forget about all of your troubles. Number five, dolls are comfortable. You may have always wondered if dolls are comfortable to use. If you do not know, Maybe you should find out if the doll you're using in bed are comfortable enough for you to satisfy all of your wildest needs and desires. If the doll you are using is not very comfortable, maybe it's time for you to change them, or else you might end up having health problems after a while. I.e., as you get older, the doll should get smaller. Balance it out. These are excellent reasons why it is better to buy a doll than to cheat on your partner. However, there are also some drawbacks to having a doll. While you might think that they are friendly, it is also true that they can take a bit of getting used to. If you are not careful, it could become addictive as well. There is a difference between having something that you want and something that becomes an obsession. And this is the difference when you buy a doll instead of going out and cheating with someone else. Number six, I'm going to add this one personally. Peace of mind. With a waifu, there will never be a threat of being quote unquote exposed on social media like DJ Envy or any other celebrity husband or any man in a relationship for that matter. And ultimately, your waifu does not care about your sexual performance. Hear, hear, gentlemen. Hear, hear. With the current market, the current mating and dating market, some men are just going to tap out completely. Now, what is the option for the men who decide to tap out? Well, you still have other people telling these same men, you know, you should improve yourself. Now, self-improvement on its face is a good thing. However, most people, when they talk about self-improvement, they never ask the question of why do you need to self-improve? Ultimately, it circles back to guys who self-improve unconsciously. They want to self-improve to attract a woman. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Too many men are still lying to themselves about why they do the things they do, why they work the jobs they work, why they go to the gym. All of it subconsciously is to attract the woman. But hey, do you at least be honest about why you're doing what you're doing? That's all. That's the best thing that you can do as a man. Be honest to yourself. Yeah, you know what? I'm doing this because I'm hoping to attract a woman. Or I'm stepping out because I understand the snares and traps that society have set for me, and they're using the woman as bait. But insofar as, you know, getting a waifu, for some men, that is the sanest choice in a society that has gone completely batshit insane. And gentlemen, there is no stopping this. There isn't. Unfortunately, you still have too many men believing that they can save, or should I say, they can put out this dumpster fire on top of a train wreck. They're still trying to save it. Sometimes you just got to let the fire burn itself out and rebuild from there. But I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Is the waifu going to be a potential option for you? Maybe, maybe not. If you're thinking about it, hey, I have no problems you know, sharing what I know, what I've experienced with waifus over the years. It is what it is. But ladies, understand this. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and this quote unquote civil society that has shielded you from the consequences of your actions will go out right along with it. However, myself and all the other waifu and doll owners, we're just going to sit back and casually watch society as it burns down and crashes all around us. And our waifus are going to be right next to us as we do it. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.